Jill's in Beckenham. Hello, Jill.
Hi, Nick.
What can you tell me?
My husband was diagnosed 2.5 years ago with 3 months to live.
Oh, Lord.
And on last Saturday, he died in St. Christopher's Hospice. But all I just want to give hope to people, just fight as much as you can. And sometimes we had lots of bad reports from doctors, and my family didn't give up. We kept going on and on and on. He had chemotherapy. He then was doing very, very well. And then unfortunately, in the summer, he got a brain tumour. And that's what actually, in the end, he died on Saturday.
I'm so sorry. My condolences.
But we're all doing well. You know, we're very lucky to have such a fantastic man.
Yes.
And he was an amazing father and a grandfather. So we can hold on to that.
At the end, was it almost like a release for him? Because it sounds as if
last week we were up at, King's Hospital. Well,
yeah,
I'm not going to say we had a really bad experience up there, but that's fine. But I managed to get him back to St. Christopher's Hospice in Sydenham. And on Friday and Saturday, we were turning people away as friends coming to see him. And he was literally dying, but it was so peaceful.
Right.
And it was wonderful. It was actually, I was going to be scared because I'm always scared of death, but it was an amazing experience. And if I can say that,
because
it's so peaceful.
Tuesday, I'm sorry. You're very together.
I am together. I don't know why, I don't know how, but I am together at the moment.
All right. What age was your husband?
He was 65.
Dear, oh dear. Jill, thanks for coming on the show. My condolences
to you. But I just want to give hope for everybody else and just take it and fight for it sometimes.
Condolences to you and your family. Thank you.